Hachette Audio presents Truly Madly, Vivien Leigh, Laurence Olivier, and the Romance of the Century. Written by Stephen Galloway. Read by Molly Parker Myers. For June Wyndham Davies and Norma West, and in memoriam, Peter Rogers. Prologue. Around midnight on June 16, 1937, an anxious young man, dark-eyed and good-looking, slipped out of his London home, stole away from his wife and child, and set out to meet the woman he loved. 2 years after Laurence Olivier had first glimpsed Vivien Leigh, a woman of such transcendent beauty and intoxicating allure that she had left him drunk with desire, he was under her spell. Day in and day out, they would sneak off the set of their new movie, or sit lost amid a swirl of dreams, avatars of the lovers they would later play, Romeo and Juliet, whose lesson they should probably have learned, that violent delights have violent ends, and in their triumph die. "Whether they thought they were fooling anybody, I don't know," said a crew member, "but we all knew that here were two people hopelessly in love." What drew them to each other with such fierce power, blinding them to duty and danger, to all sense of right and wrong, pushing them to the point where, this very night, they were about to run away? Was it simply lust, the devouring sexual greed that nobody who knew them could ignore? Or was it something else, an affinity of the heart, mind, and soul? Long after their passion had faded, when their ecstasy had turned to agony, and their turbulent romance had left them battered and scarred, Olivier searched for an explanation. "It was a virus," he said, "a disease, a compulsion as mighty as any in legend or myth. It felt like an illness," he wrote, "but the remedy was unthinkable. Only an early Christian martyr could have faced it. Virtue seemed to work upside down. Love was like an angel. Guilt was a dark fiend. At its every surge, Macbeth would haunt me. Then comes my fit again." For cynics, this was self-aggrandizement. For others, mere indulgence. Only Larry's wife, Jill Esmond, collateral damage left in the wake of her husband's affair, understood it for what it was, even when it had turned into a fireball that incinerated her marriage. Real passion? I've only seen...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?